All right, we will recommence agenda paper 8. Kezu and fair value game.
Okay, so good afternoon, everybody. This issue is about the use of a regional method under S41 when the highest and best use of land is different from its current use. The Interpretations Committee discussed this issue twice in May and September. At the May meeting, the committee tentatively agreed the regional method would not be appropriate if it returned the minimum for new fair value for the bylaw standards. But at the September meeting, we brought proposed wording for tentative agenda decision based on the committee's agreement in May. However, the committee members had mixed views and then decided to await the results of the ISBC discussion on a limited scope project for bailout biological assets. And as stated in this paper, the ISB decided to undertake the project in September, and as the advisory council expressed a strong support for that decision. In our view, although the ISB's decision would likely to help resolve this issue to some extent, the issue still remains as to how to measure biological assets attached to land when the highest and best use of the land is not its current use. We think that issue is broader than just for biological assets and is about the application of the variation premise for all non-financial assets. We have discussed this issue with the ISB's Fair Value Measurement Project team, and they informed us they plan to develop a chapter on the highest and best use concept in the coming IFRS 13 educational material. Therefore, we recommend to the committee not to add this issue to its agenda. So do you agree with the staff recommendation and the proposed wording for the tentative agenda decision?
Comments?
One question. The board project, is the direction the board is heading to require bearer biological assets to be at cost, or to add an option?
My understanding is they haven't decided that level of details for the project.
Okay. So paragraph 14 of the staff paper says that the entity will not need to measure the fair value of bearer biological assets if the entity chooses the cost model, which suggested to me that they're headed for an option, which seemed unusual to me these days.
The agenda proposal was not an option.
Okay.
But the board has yet to deliberate that, and the board members made it very clear to us that they wanted a full range of...
They wanted to at least consider the option, not an option.
And also, IS 16 currently allows the option of the revaluation model.
Sure.
And so if the solution in the biological assets project is to, say, follow IS 16 for these assets, there would still be the revaluation option available.
Got it.
All right.
Happy with the rejection. What brought my attention is what is written in paragraph 20, where you say that applying the highest and best use concept in IFRS 13, the Fair Value Measurement Project team has plans to develop educational material on this. My point would be that this is a common area of implementation issues or understanding. Educational material published by ISB is not consulted by everybody, or people do not think of going and look at educational material, generally speaking. So I was wondering whether once this material is prepared, whether we can have a look at it as Interpretations Committee to see whether we see anything in it that we think should make it up to application guidance in IFRS 13. Or implementation guidance in IFRS 13.
We'll lay that off to Hillary and company.
Okay.
Hillary and Mariella.
The the plan for the educational material is it's not actually reviewed by the board or approved by the board, so it wouldn't have the authority of application guidance. The purpose of doing the educational material is that in the valuation community, I think highest and best use is very well known and understood, but from the accounting community, it's not, since we have a valuation standard that deals with valuation issues for accounting purposes. It seems necessary, given the questions we've received over several years, that we have some kind of guidance out there for people applying IFRS 13. But that's not to say that if something comes up while we're talking to people about how they apply highest and best use and how they apply IFRS 13, if something comes up that shows that there is something missing from IFRS 13, that the board would then bring it to the board to consider adding to IFRS 13 or to the implementation guidance that's in IFRS 13.
Yeah, Alan isn't here, and he could probably quote chapter and verse, but in the new due process handbook, educational material requires a sign-off by three board members at a minimum. I don't know what our plan is to show this to a broader group of outsiders.
We do have, well, we have an expert group. Oh, Mario can talk more about it if I miss anything. We have an expert group that helps us develop the material and develop the examples and highlight to us what the issues are that people are facing. And then we do go through a fatal flaw process that includes the board advisors on the fair value project and also some outside people, including valuation people and the accounting firms.
John?
A couple of comments. The paper seems to make an assumption that if the board project on bare biological assets elects to use the cost model, that the issue goes away. But it doesn't, of course, go away because consumable biological assets have the same issue. I think the paper understates the difficulty of this issue also for consumable biological assets because it's going to arise where you have a forest that grows on land for 30 years and the same sort of relationship between the highest and best use of the land and the use of the biological asset is actually going to arise. The second comment, I think, on the educational material, I mean, I'm concerned, I suppose, two things. One, referring in the rejection to educational material, the appropriateness of referring to educational material in an agenda decision. But secondly, I'm not sure this is an educational issue. This seems to me to be an interpretive issue of IFRS 13. And therefore, I have some concerns about solving this issue or dealing with this issue through educational material. But that's maybe a bit unfair because we haven't seen that material yet, so it's hard to comment.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point, but the last sentence is the important one. We need to wait and see what these guys come up with before we can make a judgment about what we need, if anything, to do with it. Anybody else? Well, notwithstanding John's reservation about cross-referring to the educational material, does anyone else have an objection to the agenda rejection or agenda decision, whatever? Okay, then it will stand. You can add this committee to your list of people who are eagerly looking forward to. Sandy, I apologize. I didn't ask you to come in on that one. Did you have anything to add?
No, I would just agree with